Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again,
1-800-460-1663. Hi, it's Dave's grandson, Cameron. From all of us at Into Tomorrow, I especially hope that your Christmas is extra special, just like you, and that Santa gives you all the tech that you want. So be good. I have. Now back to my favorite elf, Pepe Dave.
Oh, thank you, Cameron. Your favorite elf. I like that very much. I have Dave Graveline. Welcome back Into Tomorrow, our 27th year almost starting in a couple of weeks. So we're delighted that you continue to tune Into Tomorrow. I want to remind you, especially with the interview we're about to do, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out the videos of all of our interviews, especially this next one, because we're showing you some very, very cool stuff. Our next guest, with a company that builds technologies to help people connect with friends and family, find communities, grow businesses. They do a lot of stuff. As you know, of course, we've been talking about them a lot in our 27 years on the air, although they haven't been around that long, have they? Well, we'll have to see. From the company known as Meta, formerly known as Facebook, their director of product marketing for Reality Labs is Megan Fitzgerald. Megan, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me here today.
It's a pleasure, Megan. I had to literally grab these off our staff and say, we got to do an interview about them. So I have to have them in the studio so that we had the Quest 2 and the controllers. And so this has been not only the hit here at the studios for the past week that we've been able to play with it, but has a whole lot of folks saying, I'm definitely getting that for Christmas. So number one, is it available yet? And how much? So folks can begin to plan accordingly. And at the same time, want to remind our radio audience to be sure and visit us at intotomorrow.com and see the video of the interview with Megan and the use of this very cool device. So let's talk about availability and price first.
Sure. Well, this is a great gift for any teens or adults on your holiday list, and I can confirm that it is available. So you can find it on Oculus.com or at many of your local retailers, Best Buy, Target, Amazon, Walmart. You can find it on Amazon. And at $299 for all-inclusive virtual reality, no additional technology, cords, computers needed. You just pop it on your head and you're there in virtual reality, you can get started at that low price point and grab one for anyone on your list this year.
Of course, we've heard a lot about the metaverse, and you're here to tell us about VR specifically, virtual reality. Is this Quest 2 going to get us into the metaverse? Is that kind of the goal here?
Well, the metaverse is this idea that we will connect through this 3D virtual world. It's the next generation of the internet where you can do things that aren't possible in the physical world, and you can spend time and connect with people who may be far away or you can't be with physically. But that whole vision of the metaverse is probably a few years away. Maybe your grandson will be able to use the headset around the time that we've got that metaverse experience coming out.
There you go.
But in the meantime, if you want to have a sense of what it feels like to be in the metaverse, to feel like you're present with people and experiences that you couldn't access in the physical world, the Quest 2 virtual reality headset is a great way to do that, where you feel like you can step inside a game or inside an experience and really be the hero or the main character and interact with the environment around you. And then over time, as we build out this broader idea of the metaverse, you'll be able to really interact in all sorts of new ways that we don't even have as possible today.
Well, one of our staff, the first time he put on the Oculus headset, found himself in Berlin. And we're there every year for about the last 18 years for the big IFA Consumer Tech Show. And he's looking around, wow, God, oh, there's the Brandenburg Gate. And we look over, there's the Reichstag. Oh, my gosh, he says, this is where we've stood. And here we are again, you know, here at our studio doing the same thing. So certainly the ability for one to put themselves anywhere on the planet, or maybe even off the planet, is pretty impressive.
That's right. So you're talking about these experiences that let you travel around the world. And that is really something special that virtual reality and the Quest 2 allows. It's not just games, which a lot of people think of when they think of VR. There's things around fitness, around travel. A great piece of content, an application you can download, is called Ecosphere. And that lets you travel to these amazing environments around the world, like the coral reefs of Indonesia, the jungles of Borneo, and not just sort of look at it, but get up close with animals, learn about them, feel like you're on this amazing adventure just from your own living room.
Wow. And a lot of it, we've discovered, thank God, is free. So these are things that you don't have to necessarily pay extra for. You mentioned the all-inclusive for $299. You've got the Quest 2 system, and you can immediately enjoy it. It doesn't require a separate computer, because the first thing others have asked is, oh, but where's it connected? Where's the computer? There's no separate computer. It is an all-inclusive device, which makes things easier. And of course, you have the option of purchasing games and other things. What are the kinds of things that you have found so far most people are just thrilled to give a shot with right away?
Well, one of our most popular applications is a game called Beat Saber. This is a rhythm and movement game where it's almost like you're inside a song. You score points by hitting these blocks moving at you in time to the music. And it's a really great way to feel like you're connecting more with your favorite artists and musicians. We just released a Lady Gaga pack. Billie Eilish is in there, Imagine Dragons, Linkin Park. So whatever your music tastes, there's really something to connect with. And you can even challenge your friends in multiplayer mode to see who gets the highest score. But if you're not necessarily looking for a music game, another really popular experience is the Vader Immortal Trilogy. And this is a three-part interactive game that tells the history of Darth Vader and kind of explains how he became this villain that we know and love. And you're a hero in the story. You get to wield a lightsaber, use the Force, and actually interact with this experience as well. So for any Star Wars fan, this is a must-have.
Oh, well, I am your father. I definitely want to experience that. I think it'll make it kind of fun. Everybody in the control room is doing their head slap, you know, the palm to the head. Hey, you know, it's my show. The fact is, there are so many things. You talk about being able to play games. I mean, do these you know, music, dance moves. You probably don't even have to be a good dancer to really get into some of these things.
That's right. And you know what? If dancing isn't your thing, but you still want to get moving, actually, we've seen a lot of people using VR for fitness. Uh-huh. And one of the best experiences is an application called Supernatural. And this app makes you feel like you're face-to-face with a personal trainer who takes you to these amazing locations around the world for your workout. So you might be at the Blue Lagoon in Iceland or the top of a mountain in Scotland doing this really intense workout while in your living room. And it almost makes you feel like you're not exercising. So it's a great way to kind of get your workout in, but really still experience all that virtual reality has to offer.
And see, that's amazing, because in and of itself, the whole idea of having to do anything physical fitness-wise has always been a turnoff for me. It's boring. You know, even on the treadmill, if I don't have the TV on in front of me, you know, I'm just not interested in walking on the treadmill. But to be able to immerse myself with a personal trainer who's doing some unique things and making it fun, there you go. Now, all of a sudden, maybe I will also be a little more physically fit now.
Well, if you want to get moving, the Quest 2 is such a good way to do that, because the fact that it doesn't have any cords, it doesn't attach to a computer, that means that you can move around. And so you can play games or you can have experiences while you're seated in your living room, at your desk. But if you've got a little more space, that sense of movement and interaction and being able to explore the environment is one of the things that makes this the next generation of gaming and using applications and experiences.
We're going to give everyone listening that already has an Oculus headset a chance to play for a couple of minutes and then come back and talk more with Megan Fitzgerald, Director of Product Marketing for Reality Labs with Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Meantime, you can visit oculus.com. Stay tuned. More Into Tomorrow with Megan coming up.